This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Lax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you guys ever been to Mexico? Yeah, I've been to Mexico a lot, and I always like to go to the farmacia. Or the farmacia. And I go in, and I look at what a Z-Pack would cost. You can't find a Z-Pack. You can find Zithromax there. You probably won't find a Z-Pack. Same thing, there's like ciprofloxacin, amoxicillin. But you won't find brand names, but you'll find generics. And the generics are cheap. Then, when you ask what the controlled substances are, whew, they're pricey. They're pricey. Lady walked in going, yes, do you have Xanax? And yeah, it was like $5 a pill. I go, wait a second, you can get Xanax cheaper in America, but you don't have to get it with a controlled, you don't have to get it with a prescription in Mexico. So people flood the pharmacies. If you ever take a cruise and you stop at, you know, places in the Caribbean or in Mexico, there's pharmacies. You have all the decor and all the tourist trap and the shops and all that. And then you have pharmacies galore. And everybody hits the pharmacies because they can get medication without a prescription, which is another thing we need to talk about. So Trump, the Trump administration, I apologize, eyes are kind of crispy, is going to try to beat the Democrats to the punch with us being able to access drugs in Canada. They're not going to Mexico, but they're going to Canada. And Canada has some pretty good regulation of their medication. But if Donald Trump and the administration will now allow us to import drugs, still, they say they're going to, you know, FDA will still oversee safety, all right, we might be able to get our drug prices down. And people always ask, why the hell are our drug prices more expensive here in America? Well, there's a lot of different reasons for that. All right, so basically, and this is going to be a very, very shortened version. A drug company wants to make a drug. Yes, there's funding from NIH and there's some federal grants, but most of the drugs we have is pharmaceutical entrepreneurship. So let's say they want to make a drug like, you know, Viagra. All right. They find out that while using it to try to treat pulmonary hypertension or some sort of other vascular issue, they go, well, these men's erections are lasting. I bet we can make a drug out of this. Just like with Wellbutrin, they found out that a lot of people on Wellbutrin weren't asking for their cigarettes. So they go, whoa, 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 whoa. I see an opportunity here. And good for them. I mean, that's what entrepreneurship is. If you think there's something that people want, make a product. So now they have to study Viagra, sildenafil, but but put their own spin on it, or Wellbutrin or whatever. And now they have to study these. And then they have to do trials. Then they have to do clinical trials. And it could take years. So millions upon millions, maybe even billions of dollars, start to go into the research, as well as years, staff, faculty, rent, space, air conditioning, heat. So to finally get a drug that actually gets approved and passes all the trials and gets to the FDA, it's costly. The problem is when a company, the pharmaceutical company, wants to sell these drugs to Mexico, they won't be able to get away with selling something at $1 or $10 a pill. They also won't get away with it in Europe or in Canada because their socialized medicine system. So in order to hedge and cover their bases, they will charge where they could charge. And that's America. You're paying an insurance company to talk down the price a little bit, and then you pay your high deductible. They go, we'll kick in when the deductible clears, and you end up paying the extra cost. Yet, maybe in Mexico, they're only going to pay for the, you know, as cheap as they can, because a lot of them may not have the money that Americans may. Or a lot of them may not want to take the medication. So in Canada or other socialized systems or in Mexico, these drug companies charge cheap. Now, can they still live on that? I don't know. I don't know what they reap in. But what they're trying to do is hedge that to and make things up in America. If America tries to get the same prices as Mexico and Canada, it may not work. The prices all across the board are going to go up. And we have the issue with patents. A lot of the drugs that these companies are using in other countries are made in America. And it takes a long time. It's really expensive to get a drug put through. So they get the benefits of the drug, but it was made on America's soil. So somebody's going to have to pay for that. Now, if we decide to go, no, you know, we're not paying for your drug, supply and demand. We're only going to pay 50 cents on the dollar. Sorry, we're only going to pay that. You're not going to get more from us. Well, then a drug company has to make a decision. Now, drug companies have to eventually take their brand name, they lose their patents, and it goes generic. So drug companies only have a finite amount of time to make the money they can, because once a drug goes generic, people buy the generics. So drug companies have to find a market where they can make enough money. If they don't, are they going to just, you know, turn over and go to sleep? No. They'll probably be like, you know what, I'm out of here. So I want drug prices lower. I don't play a violin for the drug companies. I don't. But I do understand that just because they're able to charge it super cheap in Mexico or Canada doesn't mean that's the real true market price. Now, the U.S. does have a lot of negotiating power. But I don't anticipate drug prices to drop as much as everybody thinks they will. Yes, I mean, to make a pill generic-wise, you can make the pill cheaply. But for brand name, no. You're going to get generics cheaper, and they should. Generics should come cheaper. There's no reason why we should be paying any more for our generics. But for brand name, that what do you expect? And, you know, for Trump and the administration doing this, let me just say it's about time, and bravo. I'm sure the Democrats are ticked because he's trying to beat them to the punch, because Bernie Sanders and all of them have been talking about this for years. But it is going to rock the boat. It's going to rock the boat a lot. And you or I may be like, fine, we'll just go all generics. But then who's going to make the next Ebola medicine? Who's going to make the next superbug antibiotic? We still need a drug company, so we better play the smart. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And you know, you can always email us with questions too if we're never not live in your area. Currently, right now, I think KDWN, 720 AM. Listen to us live. A bunch of other cities throughout the United States. I think in Fort Lauderdale as well. St. Louis. But if ever you can't, still call in. We'll play your question the next day on the next live show. And we'll also, we could also email you with an answer for your medical question. So please. One of you would want to know what is going on with dengue fever. Dengue. It's dengue. I don't know. I learned to pronounce it deng or dengue. Not all of us pronounce these medical terms the same. Like cholera. I used to always call it cholera. And they said, well, it's cholera. And I go, no. In other countries, they call it cholera. It's cholera. But just, people like to accent the vowels differently. So I always thought it was dengue fever. A lot of Americans call it dengue. Some will call it dengue, but it's dengue fever. But either way, this is the story. 1,000 people have come down with it in just 24 hours. Now, this is in Bangladesh. But people are like, what? Where did this outbreak come from? 1,000, just like that. Health officials said the spike in cases recorded on Monday came amid the nation's worst ever outbreak. More than 15,300 people have been diagnosed with this mosquito-borne fever. Again, it's mosquito-vectored. Remember we were talking about West Nile and Japanese encephalitis and Zika? These are all flaviviruses. And they are spread by their vector-borne. So they're spread by a vector, a mosquito. Yeah, you can also get ticks and things like that, but usually mosquitoes do this one. And so a mosquito picks it up from an infected host and then comes and brings it to you. They say 9,700 cases, or more than half, have come up in this last month of July, last few weeks, the majority children. Now, the capital city, they say Dhaka, home to more than 20 million people, have been dealing with the majority of patients. Hospitals are overwhelmed. Apparently, there's separate units being set up. Bangladeshi officials have urged the World Health Organization to step in and assist. They need them to kill mosquitoes. Aisha Otter, Assistant Director of the Directorate General for Health Services under the Ministry of Health, says since we started keeping record of dengue cases, which is from 2000, this is the worst dengue outbreak we have seen in Bangladesh. We are making sure all the government and private hospitals have all the resources to tackle this outbreak. And they have a special section. So, you have them going through treatment. The infection, though, really has no treatment. Basically, you get this severe flu-like illness. You got fever, you got vomiting, you get rashes, pain. But then sometimes it could cause other sorts of disorders that are more severe. So all they could really do is symptomatic measures or supportive measures. Wear, hydrate. If there's swelling, try to decrease the swelling. But dengue does spread throughout Asia, Africa, and South America. We don't get it here in America, but people are a little freaked out now that we're seeing some more cases of West Nile. West Nile was discovered, I believe, in the 30s. West Nile virus is also mosquito-borne, came to the United States in 1999. And in Las Vegas, where I live, we just had our 8th case of West Nile. What the hell is West Nile, which came from the Nile, doing in Las Vegas, Nevada? Or other Arizona has been having its share. So if we are going to start having more wetter weather, which we need because we have a drought, up come mosquitoes. So going back to dengue, researchers at the DGHS believe a six-fold increase in the number of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, that was also the culprit with Zika, they say is the main carrier. And there's been a six-fold increase of these mosquito in Dhaka, the capital. Now, the Aedes aegypti mosquito also carries chikungunya, yellow fever, and Zika, which we said. They say patients are already infected with dengue virus can transmit the infection for a maximum of 12 days through mosquitoes after their first symptoms appear. So the thing is if you've got mosquitoes all over the place and they land on one, then they'll fly and land on another. So you have a sick individual. This was the big scare with Zika in Florida and Puerto Rico and, you know, Brazil, is if we have people infected and then you have healthy mosquitoes floating around, they land on you to feed, they could pick it up and give it to somebody else. Mosquito-borne illnesses can very easily become epidemics overnight. So when you see 1,000 people coming down with it in 24 hours, it's shocking and you're like, what the hell? But it's very doable when you're looking at a mosquito-borne vector. Now other countries in Asia are also facing a surge. Thailand has reported 53,000 cases and 65 deaths as of last week. I mean, it didn't all happen in a week, but in terms of this year. So at the six-month mark, that's where they're at. The Philippines declared a national dengue alert this month because there was a spike. About 100,000 cases have been reported in the Philippines over the last 6 months. That's an 85% increase. So there's a lot of concerns that it's going to spread outside tropical climates. People blame climate change for this. Again, it's Is it the rising global temperatures? They say rising global temperatures could see the female Aedes aegypti mosquito migrate to other parts of the world. They think they'll see it as far north in the Mediterranean, like Spain, Portugal, Italy, Greece. That's according to researchers in London. Now, be very, very careful with climate change, global warming. I mean, again, we got to be careful with these terms. All right? You give a politician a chance to sit there and showboat, saying, you see, it's your car. And see, that's what kills me. What kills me with politics and politicians, whether they claim they have the science or not, is they spend all this time, all this literature, all this money, all this effort on trying to prove a political agenda. Whereas what we really need to be doing is working on a vaccine, working on mosquito control measures. If you told me that the temperature is rising and we're going to be at higher risk for mosquito-borne illness, do I want you spending time and money on your political campaign talking about, all right, well, we need to, like, not drive our cars? I would want something to deal with the next mosquito season now. People say, yeah, but you could prevent. Are we sure that honestly, people have cars. I mean, yes, we do need to reduce emissions. We do need to protect our environment. But people, I mean, it's almost like they're like, oh, mosquitoes, let's go work on cars. No, can we get to the mosquitoes? Same thing with what we saw with the measles outbreak. It was far more easier for people to spend all this time, money, and attention on anti-vaxxer families when nobody's realizing that some of these measles cases were happening to people that were vaccinated. Put the money and the time where it needs to go. If our measles vaccine is inept, we need to boost it. If we're seeing cases of mumps, chickenpox, and measles in vaccinated people, we need to figure that out, and that's what we need to talk about. Yeah, we need to talk about how the anti-vaccine movement can contribute, but that's all anybody wants to talk about. Just like with climate change, everybody wants to talk about our cars, fossil fuels. Prince Harry said he and Meghan are going to have less babies to help the environment. Okay, however you guys want to do your part is up to you. That's fine. But can somebody cover in the media what needs to be covered? What are we going to do for mosquito control? What are we doing? Who's working on a dengue fever vaccine? That you don't hear in the news. Ebola, a second person has died after contracting Ebola in Goma. Now, the reason why Goma is in the news, because it's a major transit hub in the Democratic Republic of Congo on the Rwandan border. And we didn't want Ebola coming into that city. The World Health Organization has feared it for months. Why? Because Goma has about a mobile population of about 1 million. And if we've already had two people that died, you would start to wonder how many people those people that died had contact with prior to dying. Already 5,000 healthcare workers have been vaccinated because the death count is up to 1,700. Cases are rising. Screenings now at border crossings have been reinforced. The World Health Organization has declared the latest Ebola outbreak as a health emergency of international concern. Thank you. That happened after the first person in Goma died. Now here we are a month and a half later, second person. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But there's some nasty, you know, bugs going around. 1-877-DOT-LE.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is stepping up their defense of President Trump's criticism of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings and Cummings' home district of Baltimore. Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson is in Baltimore.
You know, I have a special place in my heart for Baltimore and for the people of Baltimore. There are a lot of excellent, wonderful people here. And there are a lot of good places here in Baltimore as well. But there are problems, and we can't sweep them under the rug.
Senate Minority Leader, Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, is urging the chamber to pass a two-year debt ceiling and budget agreement.
The House has already passed the legislation that codifies the agreement into law. The president supports it. He's even making calls, evidently, from press reports, asking Republican colleagues to support it. So the last piece of the puzzle here is the Senate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Hazardous waste materials are just that, hazardous. Not only can they be dangerous to you and your health, they're dangerous to the environment and should never go into your regular trash. Do a quick online search or check with the folks in your community for ways to safely dispose of or recycle old paints, solvents, and other toxic chemicals. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, but we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines, a Florida man has been sentenced to prison because he was having sex without notifying his partners that he was HIV positive. Rasheem Akib Bodiford, 27 years old of Pensacola, was sentenced Friday to 10 years in state prison, followed by 5 years of probation for 3 felony counts of having sex with another person without notifying that person that he had HIV. That's according to a news release by State Attorney Bill Edens. And I know what some of you guys are thinking. You're like, well, why didn't the other person protect themselves? I assume everybody has HIV. I know, but anyway, he was sentenced Friday to 10 years state prison. A penalty procedure hearing was held on April 10th, to determine whether he should be considered a danger to the public. State Attorney Bill Edens noted it was the first time a penalty procedure hearing to determine the danger level of such offenses had ever been held in Escambia County. This is one of the first of its kind in Florida. So they say under current Florida law, I think they messed that word in there. Under the current Florida law, criminal punishment score sheet for these three counts of having sex with another person without notifying that he has had HIV, Botifer did not score in the range that allowed him to receive state prison as a punishment. So I guess they have a score sheet. Since Botifer did not score permissive state prison, the only way to receive a sentence of state prison was for the state to put the question of his dangerousness to the public before a jury. An Escambia County jury found that he was indeed a danger to the public, having HIV, and he faced a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. According to his arrest report, he had sex with two women from September 2016 to September 2017 and lied about his condition to one of the women. Now, I mean, again, what comes to mind is, if I asked a person, do you have HIV, and they said no, I would be like, well, how do you know? Now, I mean, if a person, let's say, said, well, no, not only no, here's my lab result, and it's dated today, or, you know, actually maybe a week, you know, to get the results back, and all that was falsified, you know, but, if you're about to have sex with somebody, and you go, hi, do you have HIV, and they say no, how do they know? Did they get tested? And even if they got tested, it still could convert. So, anyway, in June 2017, a woman informed law enforcement that she had tested positive for HIV and her last sexual partner had been Botifer. She told investigators that when she had seen him in possession of medication used to treat HIV and questioned him about it, he told her that he was selling the drug for his uncle. Botifer later told investigators that he had known about his HIV status since September 2016, which was 9 months before they had sex. All right, so what does this have to do with you or I or whatever? You're going to jail if you put somebody at risk for something that could potentially kill him. He looks like the bad guy. And again, if he lied about his HIV status, that is bad. But where is responsibility with the rest of us? I mean, if I'm going to have sex with somebody who I'm not married to, I am going to be at risk. If I'm having sex with somebody who wasn't my only, and I understand that's rare, you know, I mean, we wouldn't really have a lot of STD issues if virgins married virgins, and we don't have STDs, but I understand that's not the way things are right now. But if you are going to have sex with somebody who's ever had sex with somebody else, make sure they show you a copy of their STD panel. And I told you guys, the STD panel that you need to ask for is HIV, hepatitis, I would do B and C, syphilis, herpes 2, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and HPV if you can get it. That's not a blood test. That'd be more pap smear or swab or whatever. But HPV can kill. HPV can cause cervical cancer. So what makes this story interesting to me is I know a lot of women who got HPV. They were a virgin when they got married. Their husband was not. Might have picked up HPV from a previous partner. Wife gets cervical cancer. Now, getting HIV isn't a death sentence like it used to be, but it's still serious. Getting HPV shouldn't be a death sentence, but it could be. You could die from that too. So the thing I'm kind of concerned about, and this is where you guys now get involved, whether you have HIV or not, or HPV or not, or whatever, or hepatitis C or not, is if there is a precedence that if you are given, if you receive a STD that potentially could kill you, or cause you to go through cancer treatment, or liver treatment, or whatever, you have the right to sue or criminally charge the person you had sex with. Everybody out there better know what the hell they have. Now, somebody would say, okay, well, so use condoms. Well, to protect yourself, hell yeah, use condoms. But the other issue, the flip side of it is how many of you guys use a condom? Partner ends up saying, oh, you gave me something. And you're like, what are you talking about? We used a condom. No, we didn't. Where's your proof that you guys used a condom? I mean, this is the same issue with consent. Where's your proof that she gave you consent? You know, there was somebody that was talking to a bunch of medical students about, you know, when yes means yes and no means no. And so I asked, I go, you know, what does the average person do who has a sexual encounter with somebody, either on a date or a hookup? How do they protect themselves from somebody later saying there was no consent? Now, I was really looking forward to an answer to this question, because that's what I think a lot of people, especially guys out there, are going, oh, wait a second. I don't want somebody 10 years from now saying that I did something to them when it was consensual sex. So I was like, good, what can you do to prove consent? And her answer was, if somebody later comes out and says that there was no consent, that probably means there wasn't 100% consent. Now, some people might go, oh, yeah, well, there's a point. I kind of look at it as, whoa. That you're assuming somebody's not lying. Somebody could lie, outright lie. Say, I don't like you, I'm going to say you touched me. When, you know, I don't want to look like a slut, so I'm going to say you forced yourself on me. You know, if I was a male right now, you know, single and out there doing the single scene or whatever, I don't know how often I'd be having sex. Yeah, well, yeah, I know. I probably wouldn't be the best looking guy, but I mean on purpose. Because if there is no way to prove, and I guess you could do a video, but then people could say, well, you know, you were drugged in the video. You know, you drugged somebody in the video. But, you know, if you have no way to prove later that there was consent or that you were STD-free, now that's a big thing that happens. You pick up the STD from the other partner, and then the partner blames you. You're positive. Who gave who what? Who came first, the chicken or the egg? You guys are really taking your lives, your liability, and now possible prison time into your hands when you have sex. Now, if this guy did dupe women saying, I don't have HIV, and they had sex, yeah, you can't lie about your HIV status. But people expect the average person you sleep with, even if they're good-hearted, to not know their STD status. I mean, I trained in a hospital. I got stuck by needles. I had to deliver babies without gloves. When the baby was coming, I had to grab whatever I mean, the baby's coming. You're going to catch the baby. You're not going to stop and try to glove up. And I can't tell you how much I was exposed to bodily fluids in school with my patients. And so I would take my HIV test multiple times to show my husband, look, I don't have it. But even that, I needed to be reassured every 6 months that, no, still good. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so autism and estrogen levels may be linked. Now, this is interesting, all right? We're still trying to figure out why we have such a high prevalence of autism. And it just kind of exploded in the last few decades. This is why theories on vaccination came into play, because people thought that correlated, but it didn't. I think we just had an underdiagnosis of them. I don't believe vaccines cause autism by any means. But there's been a lot of theories that maybe vaccines irritate the brain lining. Maybe, I don't know, you know, something could cause an autism-like. But true, honest-to-God autism, not caused by vaccines. So then the next thing people want to know is, well, then what does cause it? Why are children having social deficits? You know, when somebody has autism, They are one of the most brilliant kids, adults. I mean, they have gifts. You know, people look at Rain Man and they, you know, and they imagine Dustin Hoffman being able to, you know, count cards or whatever. But, I mean, that underestimates the amount of gifts that, you know, someone with autism has. And but what they have deficits in is 2019 social expectations. Now, if you put somebody with autism back in caveman days, would they have probably been able to survive better than the average human? Maybe. But a child who's autistic may not really understand why we're forcing them to sit on a potty to go to the bathroom. A lot of kids with autism, severe autism, you have trouble potty training them. They can't be potty trained eventually. But parents are like, I just don't understand. We have, you know, this level of, you know, academia in our family. You know, I don't understand why there's these mental deficits. It's not a mental deficit. If you really think about it, again, if an autistic child wants to stand when they poop, that's exactly what we were designed for. In fact, you're having scientists say, guys, you're really not supposed to sit when you poop. Same thing with peeing. I mean, boys like to stand when they pee. And you're trying to get a little boy to sit on a potty. So you got to get him to stand. I mean, you got to work with him. I mean, potty training an autistic child is try to work with their natural instincts. And eventually, I predict we're going to have bathrooms where you squat. I mean, they have them in Europe. I can't stand them. I can't stand them. My knees can't handle it. But I think you're going to have something where you can kind of lean forward a little bit, stand over something, and they're going to find that that's kind of a healthy way to potty. And so when you see autistic children not want to potty train, who's the one with the mental deficits? The parents or the kid? So never underestimate a child with autism. Now, they're thinking, though, because, again, we do have a higher number, and we do need the average child to be able to kind of interact with society so then they can get through school and then, you know, get a high school degree and then get a college degree and work and support. You know, I mean, if an autistic child who has severe autism can't work or follow certain, you know, directions, then, you know, they are going to have problems in today's society. So scientists from the University of Cambridge trying to explore the correlation between autism and maybe hormones in the womb. And they think there may be a stronger link with estrogen. The research was published this month in Molecular Psychiatry and led by Dr. Simon Barone Cohen. Yeah, not Sasha Barone Cohen. Okay, Sasha, that's Barat, okay? And he was in Talladega Nights. This is Simon. Although it makes you wonder if they're related. Anyway, Barone Cohen. And the same researchers previously saw elevated testosterone activity during pregnancy in children who developed autism, especially boys. So their finding corresponds with the higher incidence of autism in male children. Now, according to the CDC, boys are four times more likely to have autism than girls. However, the current study reports that other research didn't always show this correlation between high testosterone and autism. Several studies measured the hormone levels after the baby was born, and high testosterone levels didn't really correspond. I never believed that. I believe more of an estrogen link. So the researchers noted that these findings may suggest a link between a broader endocrine system. You know, because, you know, parents are like, so should I avoid cell phones? Should I, you know, eat certain foods? People are freaked out about it. Personally, I've seen a correlation with women having fibroids and autism. Women having, you know, fibroids gross in the uterus when they have a baby. Maybe it's pushing on the brain. Maybe it's giving off hormones. I don't know. So I see a little correlation between that. But then again, older women seem to be more, are more inclined to have a child with autism. So you just wonder if, well, that's just coincidental because they're older. Well, during this new study, the researchers measured estrogen levels through amniotic fluid. This is through the Danish History Birth Cohort. It's a large database of samples of thousands of pregnancies. And they measured estrogen levels in 98 boys who had developed autism spectrum disorder. And then they looked at 177 boys who did not. And the results showed that high estrogen had a strong association whether a baby was going to develop ASD later. Now, many of you say, aren't they autistic at birth? Well, we can't necessarily diagnose that yet. You know, we're able to diagnose when they're younger. I could diagnose it a lot earlier because I have family members with autism in our family, nieces, nephews. And the one thing that always stood out is the baby really wouldn't engage. Whereas you could go, coochie, coochie, coo, you know, and, you know, make funny faces and have their eyes fixated on you, you know, pick them up and they hold on to mama so tight and lay their head onto mommy. And, you know, I mean, kids, it's so funny, you know, in pediatrics, right? Kid, you know, you walk into the room and you got your toys and you got like, hi, hi, and the baby, you know, the baby's quiet, right? Baby's fine. Baby's with mommy playing around. All of a sudden they see you and then they stop for a sec and they go, wah! Yeah, they're screaming, wah! You're like, oh, please. Okay, I have a much different approach with kids. With kids, I'm like, really, really? Where's the fire? So then, are you done? So I have a not a very predictable response to their doing cry cries. And they look at me a little funny. And I'm like, are you good? And they're like, no, not gonna cry. No. And then they laugh. Okay, and I can get them to laugh that way. Okay, but then you examine them. So now you have to examine them. Because I need the baby to be quiet when I'm in the room with the parent. Okay, so no crying. No crying. So then the baby sits there. And then the baby's like, do I cry or do I not? Do I make a big deal? Do I not? What do I do? So I'm talking to mom. And I'll sometimes look over going, are you good? I'm good. So then I talk to mom, and now it's time to examine. And you wait for the exam last because the baby hates the exam, even though it doesn't hurt him. So then you examine the baby, and you look at the ears, you look at the mouth. And I'll sometimes, if they're older, you can play around with them and go, you know, let me look at your feet. And you look at their ear, and then you look at their feet, and you go, those are funny toes. So you can play around with them. But then, if it's a baby, oh, they just have a cow. But then when the baby is all done, and I mean, all you did was feel their tummy and made sure the testicles were descended and made sure there wasn't a pilonidal cyst on their tushy and looked at their eyes and looked at their hips and looked at everything, right? You know, made sure all the growth and development was fine. Then when they go back to mommy, they like throw themselves into mom's arms. Like that was the most traumatizing thing that could have ever happened. And I'm like, really, really, really? And I'm like, please. But they bond with mom. A child with autism won't. A child with autism wouldn't want anybody to touch him. A lot of times, severe. So that's one way how I could tell as a doctor. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.